Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神爱的平安啊，归弟兄姐妹。
Praise and thank God that He gave us this wonderful day to come here to worship Him together.
感谢神在这美好的一天，我们能够在这边聚集来敬拜神。
This morning we're going to continue to study the seven I am's of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个今天继续来讲啊，主耶稣所说我是啊的这个题目。
This seventh proclamation is the greatest proclamation ever said by a man.
这个主耶稣说我是这句话是人类当中最伟大的宣言。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
我们打开约翰福音的第十五章。
The book of John chapter 15 verse 1.
约翰福音第十五章的第一节。
John 15 verse 1.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
So this is the seventh proclamation that our Lord Jesus Christ had proclaimed.
这是主耶稣所宣告的七大宣言之一。
And for the last several months, we already have studied the first six proclamations.
在以前一段时间，我们已经学到主耶稣所说的六大宣言。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the bread of life.
主耶稣他说我是这个生命的粮。
And whoever eat of this bread will live forever.
凡吃这个粮的就必活着，永远不死。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the light of the world.
主耶稣说我是这个世界的光。
Whoever believes in Him should not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
凡信我的就不活在黑暗当中，乃是在光中行走。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the door.
主耶稣说我是门。
Anyone go through Him can find pasture.
凡从这个门进来的要得到草吃。
He also proclaimed that He is the good shepherd.
主耶稣说我是好牧羊，好牧羊人。
A good shepherd gives life for his sheep.
好的牧羊人为羊来舍命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the resurrection and life.
主耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
Even though who believe in Him will die, but they will live forevermore.
凡信我的人虽然要有一死但是他们要永远的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命。
No one can go to the Father except through Him.
没有人能够到父那里去，除非借着我。
And now in John chapter 15, verse 1, He proclaimed that He is the true vine.
在约翰福音十五章第一节，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
The reason our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed all this proclamation because He is the true and living God.
主耶稣有这个七大宣言因为他是这个独一的真神。
Buddha can never proclaim this kind of proclamation.
这个 Buddha 他不能够来有做这个七大宣言。
Muhammad can never proclaim this kind of proclamation.
这穆罕默德也不能这样说。
Because they are just people, they are not God.
因为他们只是人，他们不是神。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, He is a true and living God.
但是主耶稣他是独一的真神。
That's why He proclaimed that He is the true vine.
所以主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
And then in verse 2, He said, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes it away.
第二节说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Because He is the true vine and we are the branches.
因为他是真葡萄树，我们是树上的枝子。
And as His branches, we need to bear fruit.
那么既然是做这个葡萄的枝子，
So why is it so important for us to bear fruit?
为什么我们要结果子呢？
And just think about our Christian life nowadays. Do we bear fruit that is worthy for God to partake?
我们回想我们做一个基督徒是不是我们生活能够结出果子来荣耀天上的父神？
Especially nowadays as we head toward the end days.
尤其是我们现在活在这末世的时代。
It's very important for us as a Christian to bear fruit.
很重要的是我们基督徒要结出果子来。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们打开马太福音的第七章。
The book of Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
马太福音第七章的第十五节。
Chapter 7 verse 15.
七章十五节。
Beware false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16.
十六节。
You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistle? Verse 17.
十七节。
Even so, every good tree bear good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18.
十八节。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 19.
十九节。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20.
20节。
Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. So we know that during this time is during the end days.
所以主耶稣所说的这也是直到这个末世时代。
At the end days, many false prophets will come among us.
这末后的时代有很多假先知会出来。
And how do we know they are false prophets or not?
我们怎么说是他们是假先知呢
？Because even though sometimes they come in sheep clothing.
啊，虽然说他们有时候是披着这啊这个啊这个羊的皮来。
So this means externally we see them as the one who taking care of us, the one that is following the word of God and the will of God.
啊，既然是披着羊皮来啊，所以表面上看起来啊，他们是遵守神的话啊，守主的道的人。
But we can tell them if they are wolves or sheep is by the inward person.
啊，但是我们啊认出他们是狼来啊，因为啊可以看出他们内在的人。
Because Jesus gave an example here, a good tree cannot be a bad fruit.
啊，因为主耶稣给我们说一个比喻啊，说好的树不会结坏的果子。
Nor a bad tree can bear good fruit.
啊，同样的，坏的树也不能结出好的果子。
But if any tree does not bear good fruit, and then is cut down and throw away.
啊，那么凡树不能结好果子的啊，这个树就要被砍下来丢在火里。
So for us, we really need to think about our spiritual life.
啊，所以我们要好的想我们的属灵的生活。
Even though many of us receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，虽然说我们当中很多领受了圣灵。
But are we bear any fruit that is worthy for God to partake?
啊，但是我们是不是结出好的果子啊，让神来享用
？Of course, in this world that we live in today, it's not an easy thing to do.
啊，当然在今天啊，要结出好的果子啊，也不是容易的事。
But nevertheless, this is our goal for us to reach.
啊，但是这是一个目标啊，让我们要能够达到。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ tells us very plainly here, we do not bear fruit, and then we'll be cut off and thrown into the fire.
啊，因为主耶稣说，凡树不结好果子的啊，这个树要被砍下来丢在火里。
So the first reason we need to bear fruit is to have everlasting life.
啊，首先我们要结出好的果子啊，就是要有永生。
And what some of the good fruit that they're talking about here?
啊，那么在这里结出好的果子啊，是讲什么事呢
？And what's some of the bad fruit that our Lord Jesus Christ talking about?
啊，主耶稣也提到这个坏的果子啊，是指什么呢
？Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们看加拉太书的第五章。
The book of Galatians chapter 5.
啊，加拉太书的第五章。
Chapter 5, we can see from start verse 19.
啊，第五章的第十九节开始。
Because verse 19 to 21 is talking about.The fruit that bear by bad tree.
啊，因为这个从十九节到二十一节啊，就是那个坏的树结的坏的果子。
And this bad tree represents the fleshly desire that we have inside of us.
啊，这个坏的树结的坏的果子啊，就是我们内在那些情欲的事。
That's why verse 19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness." Verse 20.
二十节。
Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension.Heresy, verse 21.
21.
Envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we can see in these three verses describe very clearly some of the bad tree that bear bad fruit.
啊，所以这三节里面啊，给我们主持啊那个坏的啊这个树结出坏的果子是什么
？And then Paul concluded, those who bear this kind of fruit.Will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，保罗做个这个结论啊，说凡行这样事的人啊，必不能够承受神的国。
So that's why for us, we need to think and reflect about our spiritual life.
啊，所以我们要好的想一想啊，来检讨自己属灵的
生活。Make sure we do not bear bad fruit.
啊，我们要确实知道我们没有结出这些坏的果子。
The fruit that we want to bear is in verse 22 and verse 23.
啊，我们倒要结出好的果子啊，是在二十二节所说的。
Because this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为这些果子啊，是圣灵所结的果子。
Say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23. Gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law. So we can see these two verses describe the tree, the good tree that bear good fruit.
所以二十二节、二十三节啊，就是提到那个好的树结出好的果子来。
If we read carefully in verse 22, there's only one fruit.
啊，都是好的。那、啊、仔细来看一下二十二节以下所说的，事实上只有一种果子。
Even though this fruit have different aspect, right, or characteristic, but it's only one.
啊，虽然说这个圣灵所结的果子有不同的这个啊这个特征性啊，但事实上只有一种果子。
And we only can bear this fruit if we fill with the Spirit of God.
啊，那么除了我们让神的灵所充满，我们才能够结出这些圣灵的果子出来。
That's why for us, many of us we receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以对我们大家来说，我们领受的这圣灵。
Even though we receive the Holy Spirit, we need to tap into the source so we can bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
啊，就是我们啊这个得到圣灵的啊，我们也要得到这个根的来源。啊、才会得到这个滋养，结出好的果子来。
Just like in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, chapter 7.
啊，就好像在《使徒行传》第七章所说的。
Talk about Stephen, a man who full of the Holy Spirit.
啊，说斯提凡他是被圣灵所充满的人。
So because he's full of the Holy Spirit, he was full of power and did many miracles and signs.
他既然被圣灵充满，所以他就能够行出很多的神迹奇事。
Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit, so he also he was full of wisdom.
他是圣灵充满，所以他就充满了属灵的智慧。
And because he filled with the Holy Spirit, he also was full with peace.
他既然是充满属灵的智慧，而且他满心有神的平安。
Because he filled with the Holy Spirit, he also he filled with hope.
他既然被圣灵所充满，所以他就充满了指望。
Because he filled with the Holy Spirit, he also was filled with love.
他既充满了指望，所以他充满了从神来的爱。
And how was he able to have this kind of characteristic or be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那么为什么这个斯提凡能够有这些让圣灵所充满、所活出来的这些特征呢？
For sure, because he was tapping to the source.
因为重要的，他就是能够吸起那个根，这个来源。
There was a story about this chief in a remote area in Africa.
有一个故事，提到这徽州偏远的地方的一个酋长。
And the chief, he lived in the villages all his life.
这个酋长呢，都是活在他的村庄里头。
So he never had the opportunity to come to the city.
所以他没有机会到都市来看一看。
So one day he got invited to come to the city.
有一天他被邀请到都市来走一走。
And this time, when the first time he came to the city, he was so amazed with the tall buildings and the cars and stuff like that on the road.
这个酋长第一次到都市来，他看见这个大都市的这个大建筑物等等。
But one thing he was amazed about the most.
但是呢，一件事情让他觉得最惊奇的是
When he see people turn on the faucet, their water coming out.
就是他们看见人打开这个水龙头，那么就有水龙头的水就出来了。
Because in the villages where he lived, people have to go many miles to get water from the stream.
因为在他所住的村庄，人要走的几里路的远，才能够去取水。
So during this time before he went back to the villages, he bought a faucet.
所以在他还没有回到自己村庄之前，他就买一个水龙头。
So he was very excited.
他那时候心里都很兴奋。
So during time he called all the people from the villages to come to see what's going to happen.
回到村庄，他把村庄所有的人都召来。
Then he make a proclamation.
然后他就宣告了。
He said, "Today, none of you. After today, none of you will have to go to the river stream to get water anymore."
他说从今天开始以后，你们不需要走这么远的路去这个溪水都取水。
Because I have this tool that we can get water.
因为我这个有这个水龙头，可以取这个水。
So during time, he said to his wife.
他就对他这样讲了。
My wife, you have been a good wife to me.
说太太，你对我来已经是一个很好的太太。
You have the honor to turn on this faucet.
那么你现在呢？你有这个好的机会来转这个水龙头。
So during that time, the wife, for many people, you know, put their eyes stare at what can happen.
那么那个时候，村庄的人都张着眼睛瞪着这个太太，看她转这水龙头会发生什么事。
Because they're anticipating the great event.
因为他们想，这个打开水龙头，这个水就会出来。
So during that time, the wife turned on the faucet.
所以这个时候太太就转了这个水龙头了。
Of course, there's no water that comes out.
当然一滴水都出不来。
Why? Because the faucet is not connected, right, to the water source.
因为这个水龙头根本没有接到这个水龙头的水源。
Because even though the chief saw the faucet, but he don't see the pipes that's connecting the water to all the way to the water source.
因为这酋长看见是水龙头，但是他没有看见连接这水龙头的这水管。
So for us, it's the same thing.
那对我们来讲也是一样。
Even though we have the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们有圣灵。
Even though sometimes we pray in tongue.
所以有时候我们用灵言祷告。
But at the same time, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是同时，我们要让神的话来充满。
Because without tapping to the source, we cannot bear any fruit that is worthy for God.
所以除非说我们搭上了这个神这个能力的来源，我们就起不到这能力。
That's why in John chapter 15, our Lord Jesus Christ said.
因此在约翰福音的第15章，
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And he said, if you abide in me and I in you.
若是你活在我里面，我也在你的里面。
And then you will bear much fruit.
然后你会结出好的果子。
Because without me, you can do nothing.
因为除了靠着我，你们不能做什么。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15.
我们再回到约翰福音的15章。
So how can we bear fruit?
那我们怎么能结好果子呢？
Of course, we know we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然我们知道我们要让被圣灵充满。
But being filled with the Holy Spirit is only one way to bear fruit.
但是呢，被圣灵充满是其中的一个能够结出好果子的方法。
If you read verse 2.
我们读第二节。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that he bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
所以凡属我不结果的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修剪干净。 使枝子结更多的果子。
Actually, even though some of us already bear fruit,
虽然我们当中有些人已经开始结果子了。
But our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to bear more fruit.
但是主耶稣要求我们结更多的果子。
How can we bear more fruit?
那我们怎么能够结更多的果子呢？
Our Lord Jesus Christ will prune us just like people pruning the branches.
主耶稣要修剪我们这个果子，这个事啊，事株啊啊，树枝就好像那些这个种葡萄园来修剪树枝。
I don't know how many of you have fruit trees.
我不晓得我们当中有些有多少人种这个果树。
Because when I live in the East Coast, right, every fall I have to prune my fruit tree so the next spring will more fruit to come out.
因为住在东部的时候每个秋天我要修剪这个树枝所以各个春天来到的时候就结出更多的果子。
But when I first prune the tree, it looks very ugly.
当我第一次来修剪这个树枝的时候，树枝看起来是很难
看。Why? Because many branches are cut off.
因为很多的枝子就被剪掉了。
And a lot of beautiful leaf on the outside is also cut off.
那么很多外面长得很漂亮的叶子也被剪掉了。
But then I know in the springtime, this fruit will be more, this tree will be more fruit.
但是我心里头知道，到隔年春天的时候这些枝子能够结出更多好的果子出来。
Actually, the same thing in our spiritual life.
那么同样的，我们属灵的生活也是一样。
We need to be more fruit.
我们要结出更多好的果子。
And the reason we need to be more fruit because God.Right, want us to glorify His name.
那么因为神要我们能够结出更多的果子来荣耀他的名。
That's why sometimes when we go through trial and tribulation.
所以有时候，所以我们遭遇的这个苦难。
Of course, in the beginning, it's not pleasant.
当然在开始的时候，我们不好受。
Just like Job.
就好像耶伯。
Even though he's a man upright.In front of God.
虽然说耶伯在神面前是一个正直的人。
Even though he feared God and shunned evil.
他是一个敬拜神、远离恶事的人。
But during that time, he went through great trial and tribulation.
但是那个时候他经过很大的患难。
But even though he went through trial and tribulation.
虽然说耶伯经过很多的患难试炼。
He was hold fast to his integrity.
他还是保持自己的正直。
And then on the end of his trial and tribulation.
最后在他这个受苦难之后。
Then he.Faith have increased.
他的信心就增加了。
Because he said in the beginning, I only hear right about God.
因为耶伯说我是从前风闻有神。
But now not only I have heard about God, but I also see God with my own eyes.
但是现在我亲眼见到神了。
So for every Christian,
所以对每一个基督徒来说
our faith need to increase day by day.
我们的信心要每天有增长。
Let's turn the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看希伯来书的第十二章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
希伯来书十二章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Now no chastening seemed to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless.Afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
他说管管教的事当时不结的快乐，管结的愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So, during this time, the author Hebrew tried to explain to us why God chastened us.
所以这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，我们为什么被神来管教呢？
The reason God chastened us because we are His sons.
因为我们是神的儿女所以神要管教。
But if we live a Christian life without chastening, this means we are not His son, but we are illegitimate sons.
都是我们不经过管教，那表示说我们并不是。神的儿女我们只是那些这个外面人所生的。
But if we do not understand this concept,
都是我们不了解这个观念。
And then when we go through trial and tribulation, we cannot learn from this.
那我们经过这个苦难试炼的时候，我们就不知道这个事。
Even though our chastening in the beginning, it seems right, it seems at the present it's not very joyful.
因为还管教的事刚开始的时候是觉得不好受。
But nevertheless, if we can endure this trial and tribulation,
但是呢可以帮助我们能够经过这些患难试炼。
And on the end, we'll be able to bear peaceful, right? It's a here, peaceable fruit of righteousness.
而且我们最后能够结出这个平安的果子就是义。
So I know many of us sitting here this morning.
所以我想大家在座坐在这里的今天早
上。One time or another, we have gone through trial and tribulation.
我们过去曾经某个时候也是经过这些苦难患难。
But make sure this trial and tribulation train us to be a better Christian.
但是这些患难试炼我们要切实知道，可以训练我们成为更好的基督徒。
Because every trial and tribulation that come upon us.God allowed to happen.
因为患难试炼临到我们身上都是神他所答应的。
I think right now in this stage of my life, this is the trial I need to go through also.
我想就是在我这个阶段的时代生活，也是我必须要经过的这考验。
Some of you know that last month I went to Ghana, Africa.
在上个月的时候，我到这徽州的 Ghana。
And my coworker is he's 55 years old。
那我的同工是55岁的这个传道人。
And for 33 days, he can eat everything and anything, but he didn't get sick at all。
在过去的30多天当中他可以吃任何这个食物，但是他不会生病。
But for me, even though I'm such a young, I'm only 35 years old。
但是对我来讲是个年轻的35岁的传道。
And I feel physically very strong。
我应该是体力上。是很旺盛健
壮的。But when I was in Ghana, most of the time I was ill.
但是呢，在加拿大那段时间，我大部分都是生病。
And during this time, I cannot understand.
所以我真不能了解。
Why, you know, the my coworker he doesn't get sick at all.
为什么我的这个传道同工他不会生病
？Then after prayer, I realized God he wanted to train me.
但经过祷告之后，我知道神他要试验我。
Because my service to God is only, you know, is only beginning.
因为我对神的服事只不过刚开始。
If God's will have 30 years or 40 more years to go.
那么神他要我走的路还有三四十年时间要走。
If God did not train me to be strong, how can I continue to do His work?
都是神没有训练我，让我能够更刚强，我怎么能够走这三四十年的路呢
？Because we know our service to God always become harder in the end.
因为我们知道我们服事主这个越走好像这路越艰难。
But we need to understand this concept and be trained by our trial and tribulation.
所以我们了解这个观念我们才能够经历过这些患难考验。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们再打开彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
一章五节。
Actually, let's read from verse 6.
我们从第六节读起。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Verse 7.
第七节。
Let the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we know here Peter encouraged those who are dispersed in Asia.
这个时候彼得写信给那些在小亚细亚分散各地的信徒。
He told them very plainly, even though right now, right, we will go through trial and tribulation.
这个彼得对他们讲得很清楚说虽然你们现今要在百般的试验当中。
But this trial and tribulation is to test our faith.
但是这些百般的试验是要来试验我们的信心。
But if we are trained by this trial and tribulation, then our faith,will become more precious than gold.
那我们经过这些试验之后，要比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子还更加显得宝贵。
Actually, when I was in Ghana,
那我在加拿的时候
the brother and sister city, their faith is not as good as the one in the countryside.
就是住在都市的那些同龄的信心没有比在乡下的还好。
Actually, in the history of 22 years of TJC in Ghana, 6 people were resurrected.
在这个我们真耶稣教会22年加纳的历史当中有六个人从死里头复活来的
and this afternoon during the testimony session I will show some of the people who are resurrected
所以今天下午在见证的时间我要跟大家来看这个就是我去跟那些从死里头复活过来面谈的那些见证
out of those six people who were resurrected five of them live in the countryside
这个六个从死里头复活有五个是住在乡下
and many miracles and signs happen not in the city area but in the countryside area
那么神迹奇事大部分都不是发生在都市而是在乡下的地方
because many of our brothers and sisters in the countryside they go through many trials and tribulations
很多这个住在乡下的这个弟兄姐妹他们说经过很多的考验患难
so because of this their faith become more strong
所以他们因为这样子所以他们信心就更能够经得起考验
so because they have strong faith that's why when they pray they can rescue people from the dead
那么因为我这样好的信心所以借着他们的祷告也从这个死人从死里头复活过来
they also can heal many people who have infirmities
我们也听见他们当中有很多人有这个生理上的疾病
but our brother and sister in the city is very difficult for them
但是呢对于住在都市的这个同龄来讲就比较困难了
even though they go through trial and tribulation
虽然说他们也是经过这些患难试验
but their faith is very weak
但是他们信心就软弱
because they are not trained by their trial and tribulation
因为他们没有被经过这个患难试验所考验过
actually just like for us in the United States
对我们住在美国人也是一样。
We live in one of the greatest country in the whole world.
我们是住在这个世界上这个最富有的国家的人。
But in the history of TJC in America, we never heard someone resurrect from the dead.
但是呢，在我们真耶稣教会美国的历史从来没有听见说有从死里头复活过来的见证。
So that's why we need to continue to pray.
所以我们要继续的祷告。
By prayer, we tap to the source.
借着祷告我们才能够接到这个源头的力量。
When we are tapped to the source, then we can be filled with the Spirit of God.
当我们这个接触到这个源头的力量，我们才能够被圣灵所充满。
And only then we have the faith to pray to heal people from their infirmities.
那这样子我们才有信心能够祷告使人在疾病当中得到医治。
Let's also turn back to John chapter 15.
我们再回到约翰福音的第十五章。
John chapter 15 verse 4.
约翰福音第十五章的第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5.
第五节。
I am the true vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Here Lord Jesus Christ tells us that if we abide in him, and he abide in us,
主耶稣告诉我们说，若是常住在他里面的，他也常住在我们的里面。
Because if we do not abide in him, we cannot bear fruit.
那我们若不常住在主里面，我们就不能结果子。
Because the branch cannot do anything within itself.
因为这个枝子不能靠自己来结果子。
But if that branch abide into the vine.
但是这个枝子若是结在这个树上。
And then it will bear much fruit.
那么它就可以结出好的果子。
Because without the vine, we can do nothing.
因为除了靠着这个树，我们枝子不能做什么。
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us we need to abide in him.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要常住在他的里面。
If we do not bear fruit on the end days, God will cut us off and throw us into the fire.
因为若是我们不结果子的话，那么这个枝子要被剪下来丢在火里。
But he gives us many different ways to bear fruit.
但是圣经也告诉我们有很多的方法我们可以来结好果子。
Because in verse 5 say you can do nothing without me.
第五节说除了靠着我你们不能做什么。
We know all of us born under sin.
我们大家都知道我们是在罪都活的人。
And a lot of times sin control us.
很多时候这个罪掌握了我们的生命。
But if we do not abide in Christ, then we never can overcome a sin.
若是我们不住在主里头，我们不能够胜过这个罪。
Because human nature, we are very weak.
因为靠着人的本性，我们是很软弱的。
There was a story about the scorpion.
有一个故事就提到有这个蝎子。
The scorpion, he wanted to cross a river.
这个蝎子呢他要走过一道河。
Of course, a scorpion is very small. He cannot cross the river.
当然一只蝎子很小他能没有办法渡过这个河。
So during the time he saw a fox standing next to him.
所以那时候他看到有一只这个豺狼站在他旁边。
And he asked the fox, hey, can you bring me across the river?
他问这个豺狼说你是不是可以带我来渡过这道河。
Of course, the fox said to him, are you crazy?
这个豺狼跟他讲说你是不是疯了。
If I bring you across the river, you will stink me and then you will kill me.
他说我都是背着你来渡这个河，那你就会叮我，让我被叮死了。
Then the scorpion said to the fox.
所以这个蝎子就对这个豺狼说。
If I sting you, then you will die and also I will die if we drown in the river.
他说若是我叮你，那么你死了，我也同样的会死被淹没在水里头。
So when the fox thought about this,
所以这个豺狼想一想。
He said, yeah, the scorpion, he's right.
他想说，这个蝎子讲的话是对的。
So he put the scorpion on his back.
他说背着这个蝎子在他背上。
It's halfway across the river.
已经走到半路上了。
And all of a sudden the fox, he felt a stunk, right? The scorpion stunk him in the back.
那么这个时候蝎子就在他的背上咬了一口。
And the time the fox asked the scorpion, why did you do that?
豺狼就问这个蝎子说，你为什么要叮我呢？
Now that you will die and also I will die.
因为这个时候我死你也死了。
And the scorpion say, I cannot help it.
这个蝎子跟他讲说我没有办法控制自己不咬你。
It's in my nature to sting, right? So that's why he cannot overcome it.
因为我的天性就是要咬人一口，所以这个时候我一定咬你一口。
Actually, in our life is the same thing.
我们生活也是一样。
Many weaknesses that we have, we cannot overcome.
很多时候我们有很多软弱，我们胜不过。
For 10 years, I work with those who have major depression.
在过去十年我来这个心里头辅导
For 10 years, I work with those who are addicted to alcohol.
那些这个醉酒的人。
But for those 10 years, I cannot help any of them.
啊，但是过去十年，我实在是不能帮忙他们
什么。Because their problems are rooted deep down inside.
啊，因为他们啊，这个问题啊，是这个深植啊，生根在他们心里头。
Without the help of God, it's impossible for us to overcome it.
啊，除非靠着神的帮助，没有一个人能够胜过。
And many of you know my testimony before.
啊，大家听过我的见证。
Before I came to Christ, I was a very angry person.
啊，在我还没归主之前，我是一个很容易生气的人。
So、ask my wife, All the walls, every time I visit her, I get mad. Her walls is full of holes and her door is broken because I used to punch it.
啊，因为我每次啊去看我啊这个未婚妻之前，我每次生气啊，我就这个撞这个墙，所以墙就很多的洞。
Even one time I tried to stab my own brother.
啊，有一次呢，我甚至要用刀刺我自己的兄弟。
But because during that time I was such an angry person.
啊，因为那时候我是一个很这个啊蛮有怒气的人。
And I want to talk to many people try to help with my anger.
啊，那么我找很多人能够啊来帮助我这个啊能够不这么生气。
But no one can help me during that time.
啊，但是没有一个人可以帮助我。
For 27 years I lived with my anger.
啊，所以27年来我是活在我的怒气当中。
Only when I first came to Christ.
啊，但是只有到
And
啊到主面前。
The Holy Spirit.
啊，当我领受圣灵的时候。
And God be filled with His Holy Spirit.
啊，而且让圣灵来充满我的时候。
So He gave me the power to overcome my weaknesses.
啊，所以神赐我力量，能够胜过我的软弱。
Actually, even though in America we do not see people resurrect from the dead.
啊，在美国没有看见任何人从死里复活。
But there are many miracles and signs in our church.
啊，但是在我们教会里头啊，却很多神迹奇事。
The way God worked in America, He clean or He fixed the inner person.
啊，因为神在这个美国工作的方式是首先他更新一个内在的一个人。
Like for me, before I have bad temperament. Now I'm really a gentle person.
啊，所以过去我是一个蛮有怒气的人，但是我现在就成为温柔的人了。
But actually, if I do not watch out, my anger still come up once in a while.
啊，但是我若是不小心的话，偶尔啊，我这个怒气还是会发出来。
Many of us, if we look at the scorpion story,
啊，每一个人，我们想想刚才所提到这个蝎子的故事。
If the scorpion fly right from one end of the river to the other, many of us will see, wow, this is a great miracle. How can the scorpion fly one end to the other?
啊，都是这个蝎子啊，能够这个从这个河的这边飞到另外一边去。我们想啊，这就是很大的奇事。
And many of us physically with our eyes can see this change of the scorpion.
啊，但是呢，我们没有办法看出它为什么会改变。
Actually, a greater miracle is not to the scorpion from fly from one place to the other.
啊，所以呢，这个奇事啊，神迹呢，不是说啊，这个蝎子可以从这河这一边飞到另外一边去。
The greater miracle is to change, right, for the scorpion not to sting the fox until he reach all the way to the end.
啊，这个最大的神迹呢，啊，是改变这个蝎子的本性，所以它就不会咬啊这个狼啊。当这狼背着它要过这个河的时候
，If the scorpion can make it all the way to the other side of the river, this is a great miracle.
啊，所以呢，若是这个蝎子啊，能够真的靠这个狼背着它啊，渡过这一道河到另外一边的话，那才是大的神迹。
Why? Because it contradicts his nature.
啊，因为这样子做啊，就是跟他的本性啊互相矛盾。
So the same thing for many brothers and sisters in the United States.
啊，所以对我们弟兄姐妹在美国也是一样。
We know our brother in South California, he addicted to drugs for many years.
啊，我们知道一个弟兄啊，在加州，他过去啊就是啊这个患毒很厉害。
Not that he only used to do drugs, he also used to sell drugs.
啊，不仅是他用这个啊，这个卖的这个毒品啊，他自己也会做毒品。
He did so much drug to the point that his hair was all his no fell off his head.
啊，所以他贩毒这么厉害，他头上的头发都掉光了。
At the age of 19, 20, he lost all his hair already.
啊，19岁、20岁这个年轻人，他头发都断光了。
So he tried many different ways try to get help.
啊，他啊经过很多的方法要得到帮助。
But only the time when he came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，但是只有当他来到这个耶稣基督的
面前。Now for the last 6 years, he lived drug free.
啊，所以过去6年来啊，他过着啊这个没有再贩毒的生活。
Why? Because God gave him the power to overcome his sinful nature.
啊，为什么呢？因为神赐给他能力啊，能够胜过这个罪的本性。
That's why when our Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you do not abide in me, you can do nothing."
啊，所以主耶稣说，你们若是不在我里面，你们就不能做什么。
Even though right now I don't get mad as I like I used to.
啊，所以现在我不会像过去容易生气了。
But if I don't read the Word of God.
啊，但是说我不读神的话。
If I don't pray to God.
我不向神祷告。
And then again, my sinful way will come up again.
然后我过去那个罪的本性就会出来。
Since I came to Christ several times, I felt that I'm going to reach that point like I was before.
啊，所以我归主之后呢，也有几次我想 好像又要回到过去那种生活方式。
And then I realized during this couple of times because I did not pray too much or read the Bible a lot.
那么我检讨反省自己，那几次会这样发生啊，就是我缺少读神的话啊，缺少向神祷告。
So we need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们必须要啊，这个结合在主的里面。
He is the true vine.
啊，因为他是真葡萄树。
And we are the branches.
那我们是啊，这个树上的果
子。Without him, we cannot overcome our sinful nature.
啊，除非靠着主，我们不能够胜过罪的本性。
But what does the Lord Jesus Christ mean?When we say abide in me,
那主耶稣说你们要住在我里面是什么意思呢
？Because in verse 7 he said, "If you abide in me and my word abide in you."
因为第七节说你们都是啊藏在我里面，那我的话也在你们里面。
We know in John chapter 1 verse 1.
我们知道这个约翰福音第一章第一节。
He said, "In the beginning was the word."
啊，说太初有道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word is God.
道就是神。
So we know the word of God is God Himself.
啊，所以神的话就是神的本身。
So if he said abide in Him, so this means we need to read His word daily.
啊，所以主说你们要藏在我里面，意思就是我们要常读主的话，让主的话在我们心里头。
We need to saturate ourselves with His word.
啊，我们要让神的话来。完全来充满我们。
But sometimes it's not an easy thing for us to do.
啊，但是有时候啊，说来容易，做来不容易。
Because sometimes we as Christians we can become very lazy.
啊，就是我们做基督徒有时候也很懒惰。
You can see sometimes we go to work 9-10 hours a day.
啊，每天去上班九个小时，十个小时。
By the time we get home, we are so tired already to read the Word of God.
啊，回到家啊，我们已经打不起劲起来。
But every single one of us know we need to read the Word of God.
啊，但是我们提醒自己啊，我至终还是要读神的话。
Because without reading the Word of God, spiritually we cannot be alive.
啊，因为若不读神的话，我的这个属灵的信仰没有办法苏醒过来。
There was a story about this laziest man in the whole world.
啊，有一个故事提到世界上最懒的一个人。
This man is so lazy he cannot feed himself.
啊，这个懒人啊，他甚至这么懒惰，他都不自己吃饭。
So his wife always have to worry about him.
啊，所以他的太太常常要担心他。
And his wife never leave his sight.
啊，所以这太太呢就不离开他身边。
But one day the wife's mother was she was sick.
啊，但是呢，有一天啊，这个太太的母亲生病了。
So but the wife cannot help but to go and take care of her mother.
啊，所以这太太要离开先生到她的母亲那里。
But during this time, she also worried about her husband. Maybe he's gonna die if he's not there to feed him.
啊，但是呢，太太又担心我这个懒惰的这个先生，若是不喂他的话，他可能会自己饿死了。
Then she came up with a great idea.
啊，她想了一个好的办法。
She said, "I will make him a big donut."
啊，我就做一个很大的一个 donut。
I will put this donut on his neck, right on his head, like a necklace.
那么就好像个颈项套在他的这个啊颈项上。
All he need to do is just eat the donut and then just rotate and eat it. Maybe in four or five days he can eat all of it.
啊，他要做的，他就是吃啊前面的这个 donut， 然后再转身再吃另外一边。那么四五天下来，他就不会死了。
After 5 days later, she came back to her.
五天之后，他回到这个先生旁边。
And she found him dead during that time.
啊，他发觉他太太他先生死掉了。
And she does not understand why.
啊，他想不出道理。
I say, why my husband died?
为什么我先生死掉了
？I left him a big donut on his neck.
啊，我把这个大的 donut 挂在他的颈项上。
So during that time, she looked at her husband.
啊，所以她看着这先生。
Then she found out the reason why he died.
啊，她就知道说为什么他先死了。
Because the food that he, the donut he eat, only the part is in front of him, right? He just eat the part in front of him. He was too lazy to rotate it.
啊，这个先生这么懒，他只有吃前面的 donut， 他连这个转这个颈项吃旁边的 donut 都做不到。
Actually, even though this story sounds very ridiculous.
啊，我们听到这故事觉得很没有意思。
But how many of us sit at home and the Bible is in front of us, we never pick it up to read it?
啊，但是多少时候我们看见在家里头圣经摆在我们前面，
really?
但是你连读都不去读。
Sometimes, right, our Bible is full of dust. We never pick up to read the Word of God.
啊，常常呢，这个圣经里面啊，外面都很多灰尘，你连打开读神的话都不愿意。
So in the spirit, we are more lazy than this lazy man in the whole world.
啊，所以事实上在属灵的意思，我们比这个更这个懒惰。But we know
how important it is if we want to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，但是我们知道要活在主里头啊，是何等的重要。
We need to abide in His word.
我们必须要啊，这个有主的话。
And only then that we can overcome our weaknesses.
啊，那么有主的话啊，活在主里面，我们才能够胜过自己的软弱。
And what else can we abide in His word?
那我们再怎样子能够活在主里面呢
？And verse 9,
第九节。
And verse 9,
第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
说我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ tells us to abide in His love.
主耶稣说，我们要活在他的爱里。
We know that He is the source of love.
因为我们知道他是爱的源头。
If we abide in His love, and then we can overcome everything.
我们就活在主的爱里头，我们才能够胜过一切。
We're the reason our Lord Jesus Christ can crucify Himself for us.
所以主耶稣为什么为我们而钉死在十字架上
？Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
So for us, if we want to overcome our weaknesses.
所以我们都是要胜过自己的软弱。
We also need to abide in Christ's love.
我们要这个活在主的爱里头。
Really, since I came to Christ, I feel so weak sometimes to overcome my sinful ways.
我归主之后，有时候我感觉到自己很软弱，没有办法胜过自己的这个软弱。
And I realize the reason I cannot overcome my sinful way because I do not understand all abide in the love of Christ.
因为我知道我没有办法来胜过我自己的软弱，就是我不了解我要怎样活在这个主的爱里头。
One time I was working one of these gangs, gang leader.
有一次呢，我就跟这个流氓头在帮助这流氓头的事。
I know this kid, he used to, you know, go around and stab people and things like that. So he was referred for me to see him.
那个时候我就是这个社会辅导的心理专家所以这个小孩子做流氓头他常常用刀去刺人所以他就来看我。
He was 17 years old.
当时候他这个年轻只有
17岁。So most of the time I see my client 17 years old is almost too late. Why? Because they've been doing many things bad already for the last, you know, 6-7 years already.
17岁才来找我已经太慢了，因为他们过去犯罪作案已经好几年了。
So during this time I ask him, why do you want to come to seek for help?
所以我就问这个流氓头说，你现在为什么要来找我得帮助呢？
Of course, in the beginning he did not want to come, but the court referred him to see me.
当然刚开始他也不愿意看我因为是法庭规定他来看我的。
But after a while he was very excited to come to see me.
但是后来他看我几次以后他就很兴奋一直在找我。
And he really have a determination to change his life.
那么他也有决心要改变。
And ask him why at this point, this time that you want to change your life.
问他说，这个时候你为什么要改变？
He said, I've been in a gang for 6-7 years already.
他说我这个在流氓这个帮派已经6-7年了。
And all these years, my mom have to, you know, bail me out from jail many times.
6-7年当中这个多少次我的母亲要把我从这个监狱里头保出来。
Every time I get hurt and every time I'm in trouble, I see my mother cry very much.
当我每次这个惹事的生灰的时候，我看见我母亲为我而流眼泪。
And he said, the reason I want to change.
那么为什么我要改变呢？
Because I don't want my mother to see my mother cry anymore.
因为我实在是不忍眼再看见我母亲为我流眼泪了。
Because every time she cry, she hurts me.
因为每次我母亲流眼泪，我心里头就难过。
Then the time I understand.
所以那个时候我明白了。
If I want to overcome my sinful ways.
若是我要胜过我这个罪的本性。
I have to abide in the love of God.
我必须要活在主的爱里。
I have to understand that every time I sin against Him, that I hurt Him also.
因为每次我犯罪得罪神，我就伤害了他的心。
If we do not abide in His love,
都是我们不结自己结合在
基督爱里。Then we cannot overcome our sinful way.
我们就没有办法胜过这个罪的本性。
And how, what else can we abide in His love?
那我们怎么做才能够活在主的爱里呢？
And verse 10 says, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love.
第十节说，你们都遵守我的命令，就是常在我的爱里。
Actually, God tells us, if we abide in His love, we will keep His commandment.
若是我们要常在主的爱里头，我们就要遵守他的命令。
Well, His commandment is very important to us.
因为主的命令对我们来讲是很重要。
That's why God is the only one God for us.
所以神他是对我们是独一的真神。
We should not love anything else more than God in this world.
我们不能够爱这个神爱别的事情过于爱过神。
And we should not lie.
我们不能欺骗。
We should come to Sabbath to worship God.
安息日我们要来教会来敬拜神。
All of these things is the commandment of God.
因为这些都是神的命令。
If we do not follow His commandment, and then we do not abide in His love.
我们都是不遵守这些命令，我们就没有结合在基督的爱里头。
And how else we abide in His love?
那我们再怎么做能够结合在主的爱里呢？
How else we abide in His love?
怎么样子做才是结合在他爱里？
And verse 12.
第十二节。
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13.
十三节。
Greater love has no one than this, than to lay one's life for his friends. So verse 12 and verse 13, this is how to follow the commandments of God.
12节13节就是我们怎样子遵守神的命令。
So if we want first to abide in His love,
首先我们要结合在爱里头。
We need to follow His commandment.
我们要遵守神的命令。
If we truly follow His commandment,
每一个人遵守神的命令。
Then we would love one another as He loves us.
那我们会彼此相爱，像主爱我们一样。
Because greater love has no one than this, that one lays down a life for one another.
因为没有一个人没有一个爱比这个为朋友舍命而更大的爱。
Our Lord Jesus Christ Christ already proved his love.
主耶稣他已经对我们证实他的爱。
By crucifying himself on the cross for us.
把自己钉在十字架上显出
他的爱。So because of this love, we also need compelled to love one another.
那么因为主耶稣基督的爱，所以激励我们要彼此相爱。
But sometimes love is not an easy thing to do.
但是有时候要彼此相爱也不容易。
Because not every single one of us are so lovable.
不是每一个人都值得你去爱。
But the time that we need love the most is the time that we deserve the least love.
我们要爱一个人的时候，就是他最不值得我们爱的时候。
This morning, I aggravated my wife on the way here.
这今天早上呢，在途上我使我的太太有点生气。
Because this morning is Sabbath day.
因为今天是安息日。
Of course, mentally she wants to rest.
那么她的这个心理上她是想要休息。
But I keep reminding her, please, and when are you going to do the tax? Right, the tax date is due.
我一直在搅扰她说你什么时候才要报税啊？因为这报税截止日子到了。
And she got very upset with me.
所以她就对我生气。
Say today is Sabbath day, and you bring all these worldly things into my mind.
她说今天是安息圣日你把这个世界上事情来吵我的心。
And she is right.
他是对的。
So I need to repent, right?
所以我应该悔改。
And ask her to forgive me.
我请求他来原谅我。
And this time really, for me, sometimes I just bring things up without knowing, of course, but to her, it's a hurtful thing, right? For her to remind all these worldly things.
有时候我把这个事情提出来我是没有经过这个大脑好好想一想。但是对他来讲讲说这个是世界上的事情来教导他的心。
So what I'm saying, this morning I'm not so lovable.
所以呢说起来就今天好像我并不值得他来爱我。
But she be able to forgive me and to love me.
但是他还是原谅我还是爱
我。So this is true love.
那么这就是真的爱。
Really, the Bible says you love those who love you, what good is it?
说你若是爱那些爱你们的人那么这爱有多重要呢有多好呢
but love those who hate you.
但是呢这个爱那些恨你的人
pray for those who persecute you.
为那些逼迫你的人来祷告
and this is true love.
那么这就是真的爱
you can see when God, Christ died for us because of love.
这个因为基督为我们死他就是
爱我们 all of us were still sinners.
当我们还在罪的时候
all of us were not so lovable.
当我们还不值得基督爱我们的时候
just like Stephen when people stoned him to death.
就好像斯提环人家用石头打死他的时候
in that time people deserved the least love. Why? Because they were killing him.
那些打死他的人是最不值得他爱的人
but at that time he showed them the most love.
但是斯提环在那个时候显出
Because at that time, Stephen understood that they needed the most love. They needed love the most during that time.
因为斯蒂芬知道用石头打死他的人就是最需要他爱的人。
So before he died, he prayed for them.
所以在他还没有死之前，
他为他们祷告。And because of his prayer, maybe God's wrath was not upon them.
说不定因为他的祷告，所以神的愤怒就不临到那些用石头打死他的人身上。
We are the true church of God.
今天我们是神的真教会。
If people come into a church, they do not feel love, we cannot say we are true church.
若是别的人到我们当中不感觉到我们当中的爱，我们不能说我们是真教会。
Because the church of God is full of love.
因为神的教会是充满了爱。
Why? Because we understand that God loves us and gave His life for us.
因为我们才真的知道神爱我们，而且为我们舍命。
So, abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要结合在基督里头。
Because without Him we cannot do anything.
因为除了靠着他，我们不能做什么。
Without Him we cannot overcome our weaknesses.
除了靠着他，我们不能够胜过自己的软弱。
But through Him we have the power to overcome.
但是靠着他，我们能够胜过自己的软弱。
So we have to abide in His word.
所以我们要结合在主的话里头。
We have to abide in His love.
结合在神的爱里头。
We have to abide in His commandment.
要靠着要遵守他的诫命。
That is to love one another just like He loves us.
就像我们要彼此相爱，像基督爱我们一样。
So may God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们。
And give us the strength to live a life of love.
也让我们有这个力量，能够过彼此相爱的生活。
Let's sing Hymn 332.
我们唱诗332首
332
首